Your name is something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name, we love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name, we love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name, King Jesus, no other name. King Jesus, none stronger, we can call on you. Things change, yes, when we call on your name. We love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name, King Jesus, no other name. King Jesus, none stronger, we can call on you. Things change, yes, when we call on your name. King Jesus, no other name. King Jesus, none stronger, we can call on you. Things change, yes, when we call on your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're saved when we call you Jesus. We're saved when we call your name. We're saved when we call you Jesus. We're saved when we call your name. 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 There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Jesus is your name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Jesus is his name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. Hallelujah. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. We're free when we call you Jesus. We're free when we call your name. 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 Hallelujah. 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 There is power in the name of Jesus when we call his name. Hallelujah. The name that is above all names. The name like no other name. Hallelujah. 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 There's something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something about his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in his name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in his name. We're free when we call him Jesus. We're free when we call his name. We're free when we call him Jesus. We're free when we call his name. Hallelujah. When we call your name, we call on the name of Jesus. When we call your name, when we call his name. When we call his name, when we call your name. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call on your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Greet.
Are we going to work this way? We're going to welcome you this morning, each and every one of you, to our telecommunication sanctuary This is the TMC call, and we are so delighted that you did not deem it robbery to join us this morning as we go before the Lord in prayer and then go to the next voice you will hear will be the host. Father God, good morning. We are so grateful that we're able to be on this call this morning and hear the word that's going to come forth. We just appreciate you so much, Father, everything that you've done. We have so many, you have so many of your children on this line that stand in need to hear the word that is going to enrich, enhance, and empower them. Father, some come with you with broken hearts, with bodies that are aching, with minds that need to be restored, with needs that need to be met, Father, but we know you are the great I am, and you will see it through. If we can get out the way and let your will be done and not ours, as we pray, Father, and we get on our knees each and every night, and we say words, Father God, but we want to make sure that we realize that you have our back. There's nothing that's going to happen. We thank you so much for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father God. We're going to ask you to keep that word, the speaker that's going to come forth and share your word, Father, that you allow your voice to be heard, Father, that you remove all of them and you be that voice, Father. We ask that we hear that word and nourish that word and just chew on the word, Father God. We appreciate you. We love you. We anoint you. We are just excited today, to be in now, to be right here, to hear this word. Father, thank you for each and everything. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to be of service. My name is Bonita, and I am now, again, like I said, the next voice you will hear is going to be the host this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me, Miss Bonita?
Yep, Cindy got it. You got it.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. Thank you, Miss Bonita, for greeting us this morning and starting us with that powerful prayer. I also thank Minister Tiffany. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus this morning. Who knows better than me? Hallelujah this morning. I thank you so much for ushering us in. And I thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me share about this call this morning. I'm so grateful this morning to be able to share this. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robinson and Dr. Vanessa Wilson, us on this journey. Hallelujah. And it started with a scripture. Yes, we have a scripture, Psalms 88:13. But you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Amen. We also have a website that you can share and review 24/7. And all the messages has been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for the year 2020 will supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and evidence of great work must be seen, released and seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of our great, of our blessed ministry, and as a creator, as Minister Tiffany Ed, and yours truly, Ms. Juanita did, and a host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon or our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we have a surprise every Friday. You can stay on the call and give your prayer request and praise report right there online. And we have a phenomenal company, which is called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, with great products to help the world become healthy. And you can also get wealthy, and you also can share with everyone. You have to keep it to yourself. You can share it with everyone. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information for the benefits of this wonderful artist life product. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, we have a bypass number that you dial first. That is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you dial the number, so you'll be connected. Today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday. Everyone should join in to that call, and that will give you some information on the project that we have. There's so much to help us right now, and I'm thanking God for that. And today is always review your back office three times a day and look at what's going on in our company artists' life. Well, you know what? I'm just not going to talk long because I guess my voice is gone because I ran a race on Tuesday, so it was a lot of talking going on there. But a bio, I'm going to share with you a few minutes by a bio with a person. She needs no introduction, but wait, I want to share a little about her. Her name is Minister Robin A. Wilson out of New Jersey. We're not far from each other. Minister Robin stands on this scripture. Be seeking him first, the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Minister Robin shared with all of us the meat that there's nothing too difficult for God. Amen? There's the power of the name of Jesus. She is an ordained licensed minister and elder, a faith rich fellowship ministry in the world and in New Jersey. Minister Robin's mission is to empower and empower and mentor and teach and equip you, your adults, and women for the victory in life in Christ Jesus. Minister Robin is also an artist distributor. Without further ado, let me introduce some present to other Minister Robin. Are you out there?
Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, dear sister. Thank you so much. And I want to also say Minister Tiffany, our songbird, Minister Benita, our greeter. Ladies, you are truly loved, and I appreciate everything that you do. And I want to thank and love on my co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Thank you so much for this call, for hearing King Jesus, our Lord and Savior's voice, and moving forward and creating this awesome call. And to each and every single one of you here on the Master's Call, you are loved, you are appreciated. And I just want to go before the Father, my Abba Father, our Abba Father, and say, Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because without you loving us the way that you have loved us, we would not have had King Jesus. And I am so glad and grateful that the great I am is my Savior, my Deliverer, my Redeemer. And things definitely change. They change when you call on his name. Glory, 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 glory to God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for this opportunity to share with your people in the mighty name of King Jesus. So family, I'm going to come to you today, and I'm going to share a little bit with you. Many of us have here on this call as we listen and we hear God's voice. The title of this message is Tests and Trials Will Come. Tests and Trials Will Come. And the scripture that you can reference along with many, many others is found in James chapter 1, verse 12. And this is the NIV version. And it says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, glory to God, he will receive the victor's crown, the life God has promised to those who love him. Oh, yeah. When he has stood the test, he, she, they will receive the victor's crown, the life God, the life our Father has promised to those who love him. Glory to God. That is such a word to stand on. Just like you always hear us say, we read the end of the book. We know we win. And God has promised to us that we're going to receive a victor's crown. So, oh, yes, these tests, these trials, they are coming. They are here. But that's okay. We know that we are going to win. We are going to receive the victor's crown because our Father, he loves us. And I looked up some words, you know, to see what words were synonymous or close to trials and tests and tribulations that go on. Because during the time of a test, the time of a trial, our patience is also being tested. Endurance is taking place because we're being strengthened. And some of those words I found were discipline. Yeah, it is a time to be disciplined. And we see that here in the world. People are not being disciplined. But we are going to, the best of our ability, be disciplined. And with the help of Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ because he is our strength. And then another word was judgment. And persecutions take place also during this time. And not only that, suffering. There are attacks. There is growth. We also see that behavior changes during tests and trials. The world changes during tests and trials, and we see that now. There's a time maybe when there's enjoyment taking place and attainment. It's a journey. We participate in that test and in that trial. We are also enlightened, and there's happiness, there's sadness, there's all kinds of circumstances. But again, blessed is the man who perseveres during all of this time. And even though they come, Jesus said, he told us, King Jesus, as Minister Tiffany was telling us and singing, and that's the Lord speaking through his vessel, his songbird. Things change when you call on his name. Demons have to flee when we call on his name. His name is King Jesus. And he told us, in the world, TMC family, in the world, Robin, you are going to have tribulations. There are going to be tests. There are going to be trials. But also, be of good cheer, family. Be of good cheer. Because he overcame the world. Glory to God. We can stand on that. We can take that to the bank because our King, he has overcome. Hallelujah. And during this pandemic, it has a name, and it has to bow to the name of King Jesus. Coronavirus has to, must, will, and is bowing to the name of Jesus. So we will be of good cheer because he has overcome. And during this time when we're in the wilderness, some may feel like, during this time when we are in a moment of pause, a season of being paused, a season where things have been reset, a season of change, God provides hope to us. God lets us know during this time of need that we can and we will overcome because we are persevering. Think about how God led the Israelites out of Egypt. He led them out just like they were sheep. They were just being led out by the shepherd. So we know that good shepherd too, and he's going to lead us out of this wilderness, out of this pandemic. Glory to God, to safety, to change, to a wonderful, 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 wonderful life that he has for each one of us. And we can thank him for it, and we can stand on that, and we can trust him. We can take his word to the bank. His word is not going to return void or be canceled. He swore all by himself. He said, I am that I am. He told Moses, and he's telling us too, the great I am. So we know that we are blessed because we are going to continue to persevere. And also, when you look at all the different tests and trials that were in the Word, that are in the Word, they were overcomers. Look at Abraham. Look at all the things that he went through. And because of him keeping his eye on the promise that God gave him, it was counted to him for righteousness. That man, even though he messed up, he did things that he should not have done. And we all have done that. But knowing that our God is in charge and our God has us and our God is going to ensure that we win, that we remain victorious. Many of us have said on this call, you can't lose heart. You can't lose your faith. You got to keep your trust in the Lord. You can't grow weary because you know when you grow weary in well-doing, we don't want you to faint. But when you don't grow weary in well-doing, you're going to receive. You're going to come out victoriously. You're going to have that victor's crown because God loved us so much that he gave us that promise. He gave us King Jesus. He gave us the deliverer. He gave us the conqueror. He gave us Jehovah Sabaoth, the one who's the captain of this war. He said that we win. We win. We win. So we're going to trust him. He told us to come away with him. He told us to continue to have faith in him. Because without faith, we know that we can't please him, and we want to please our Daddy God. We want to please him. We're going to persevere. So in the word and through the word is medicine. The word is strength. The word is life. The word is health. The word is peace. The word is joy. We will persevere. We will continue to stand on the word. We will continue to encourage one another. We will continue to know that we know that we know that God has us. And as we come out of this wilderness, this pause, this time where we've been reset, this time when we are being reset, we are being changed, we know that he's provided a way when it seems like there is no way. So he tells us, Lord, you're so good to us. You're so faithful to us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's saying, follow me, TMC family. Follow me, children. Follow me. Trust me. Even though it may seem dark, even though it may even seem fearful, you know what? He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. He said, follow him. Trust him. Know that there is a way. Know that he's going to guide us. Know that he's going to lead us out of this. And when we continue to walk obediently to his word, step by step, yes, it's a journey. Yes, it's not easy. I'm not trying to take light and say that it's easy because it is not. But we will and we will continue to persevere because our God is faithful. And again, we know what happens at the end. And with the name of Jesus, again, that name that's above every single name, sickness, cancer, doubt, fear, corona, pandemic, whatever's going on, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. and we will continue to be obedient. We will continue to trust him. We will continue to let him lead us. We will continue to know that we know that we know inside, as I would say to the children, inside your Noah, you know that your daddy God has you. They know that their parents have them. They know that their parents are going to provide for them. They don't know how. All they know is mommy, daddy, grandma, nana, whoever that guardian is, has them. So we know inside our Noah, we can take it to the bank that Abba Father, daddy has us. He is our Jehovah Shalom. He's our peace when it seems like all craziness is going on and everything has broken out and family members have gone home to be with the Lord and we could not say goodbye to them. He knows, he knows, he knows, and he's guiding us, he's directing us, he's comforting us, he's keeping us. He is King Jesus. And although we have a test and a trial, we are going to persevere under this test and this trial, and we will stand the test in the nombre Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, because we're going to receive that victor's crown, the life God promised us. He promised it, and his word cannot return void. It will accomplish every single thing he said that it will do. In the name of Jesus, he promised it. He promised it to us. You are loved, TMC family, in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Rum, for that profound word. Surely, after this, you come back and give us a closing benediction, please. Thank you after a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over all our prayer requests. Dear God, praise you for all you have, your wonderful and powerful you have done for us. I thank you for another day. You are worthy to be praised, and I will never stop being amazed by all the glory that you have done in our lives. We thank you for Minister Robin this morning. We continue to stand on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 fill up overflow of blessing after blessing this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robinson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for keeping everyone connected on the Master Call for 9 years and 8 months. We praise God. We praise God for every prayer warrior and guest that joined us here on the Master's Call this morning. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artists' life worldwide. We pray for Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Nan for their health and strength this morning. We pray for the nursing home, the hospitals. Oh, Lord, we pray that our first responders this morning, that they don't get burnt out, Lord. Give them the strength to go on, Lord. This is not an easy task. We pray for everyone in the COVID-19 whose life has been touched. Pray for the families this morning, Lord. Pray for the bereaving family this morning. Lord, they need you like they never need you before. Hallelujah. Comfort them in all their ways, Lord, this morning. I am working, Lord, to be a part of your creation this morning. Thank you for just never giving up on us. And everything that we do, Lord, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let me just say this morning, we want to go back and hear this message this morning. Playback number is this powerful message. It's 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. Please, by all means, everyone, please go into your back office, look at your WhatsApp, and keep yourself connected. And this one, the next call is going to be the new morning motivation calls with the testimonies. And Ms. Imagine these leads will be hosting that call this morning. For everyone plug into that call, that number 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294617#. Thank you, Minister. Anita, for greeting us this morning, and Minister Tiffany, for greeting us this morning, for opening us up and calling. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in this morning. We so appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out on benediction, please?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Cynthia? Minister,
yes,
can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Psalms 119:105, family, says, as you walk obediently with the Lord, step by step, his word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And if you will trust in God's unfailing word, then even in the midst of tests and trials, he will keep you safe on paths of pleasantness and peace that lead onward to victory. And that's Proverbs 3, verse 17, and that's for me too. God bless you. I love you. We love you. Have an awesome day, victorious family of God. Bye-bye.